In telepractice, inviting a child into their first session is a shared process with the caregiver. I think of it as co-creating a space where the child can participate comfortably within their own environment. From a rights-based perspective, my role is to support the child's participation by guiding the adult to notice, interpret, and respond to the child's cues. I often begin by coaching the caregiver in real time, encouraging them to follow the child's lead rather than prompting performance. For example, if a child is watching quietly, I might say, "Let's stay with them, maybe mirror what they are doing or wait together." This models that participation can begin with observation. Musically, I keep things simple and responsive, leaving space for the child to initiate. I also make it clear, both to the child and caregiver, that engagement is voluntary. They can join, watch, or take a break. This helps shift expectation away from compliance and towards participation. In telepractice, children's participation is supported through a dynamic partnership between therapists, child, and caregiver. My role often includes coaching the adult to recognize everyday moments as an opportunity for choice and agency. For example, instead of directing, I might guide the caregiver. Let's offer two options, maybe a loud sound or a quiet one, and see what they choose. If the child reaches for a household object, we follow that choice musically. This reinforces that the child's preferences matter and can shape the session. I also highlight nonverbal communication. If a child turns away, pauses, or changes activity, I might say to the caregiver, that might be their way of saying, not right now, let's adjust. This helps caregivers understand assent and descent as part of participation, not resistance. Over time, this coaching supports a shift. The caregiver becomes more confident in following the child's lead, and the child experiences themselves as an active contributor, not just a recipient of intervention. In telepractice, reflection often happens naturally within the family context, and caregivers play a key role in supporting and extending it. I might coach caregivers to notice and revisit meaningful moments. For example, that song they responded to. Maybe you can sing it again later today and see what they do. This helps embed the child's expressions into daily routines. We also create simple opportunities for sharing. A child might show a favorite instrument, repeat a musical idea, or involve a sibling or family member at the end of the session. I might guide the caregiver. Let's give them a moment to show what they want to share. When appropriate, brief recordings or photos can support reflection, but the focus remains on the child's chosen mode of expression, whether that's a sound, a movement, or interaction. Ultimately, caregiver coaching ensures that participation doesn't end when the session ends. It continues in the child's everyday life, where their voice, supported by attuned adults, can be recognized, valued, and meaningfully shared.